Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a new law that makes it easier to expunge criminal records. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. 1 in 11 Ohioans have been convicted of a felony, according to research from Policy Matters Ohio. And that criminal record can often be a barrier in finding employment and housing. Cincinnati resident Amber Rains has two minor misdemeanor charges. One of them was dismissed, but it still shows up in her criminal record.
I, for sure, myself never would have thought that a minor misdemeanor would prevent me from getting an apartment and or a job. Just because I went through two really rough years doesn't mean that I'm not worth saving.
A law that took effect this year makes it a bit easier to get those records sealed or expunged. Rains is working with LaToya Bell from the Ohio Justice and Policy Center to do just that. LaToya joins me now to talk through those changes.
Thank you so much, LaToya, for joining me today.
Thank you for having me today.
First, can you just kind of explain what exactly does it mean to seal a record?
So sealing is just when your record, your criminal history, is scrubbed from public view, whether it's taken down from the clerk's website or won't appear on certain background checks. Expungement is different. Expungement means the record is deleted and destroyed, and it's as if it never occurred. So what happened with Senate Bill 288 is they clarified sealing and expungement process and laws.
Gotcha. And that's just one of the changes, right? So how else has the law kind of changed?
One of the biggest changes has been eligibility. And so prior to April of this year, your eligibility really was determined based on the number of charges and convictions you wanted expunged. And so lawyers had to do a little bit of math, really. It was one felony, eligible felony, and up to four misdemeanors, or two eligible felonies and two misdemeanors. And so what has happened now is that unlimited number of eligible misdemeanors can be expunged, and eligible felonies, except for F3s. There's still a limitation on only three F3 felonies can be expunged or sealed.
So why do we want this process to be easier? How does that help Ohioans?
Well, the expanding of eligibility widens the number of people who can now have their record sealed, which eliminates the barrier to employment and housing. But also there are other things that can be done to make it a little bit easier, such as automatic sealing. That's not something that was enacted with the new changes. And so if you have a dismissal or non-conviction, you weren't found guilty, you still have to actively go to the court and ask for that to be sealed or expunged. Most people think it happens automatically or falls off like your credit report, and that's just not accurate.
So you're found innocent, but you still have this record behind you.
It's still like your digital footprint. It still exists unless you petition the court to have it sealed or expunged.
You mentioned that not every criminal offense is eligible for sealing or for expungement. So what are some of the limitations that exist?
So the limitations didn't change. So no violent offenses, no sex offenses where the individual is still on the sex offender registry. Domestic violence is a charge that remains not eligible for sealing or expungement. Crimes where the victim is under 13 and felony ones or twos are not sealable.
I know that you work with formerly incarcerated people in Hamilton County. So what difference have you seen record sealing or record expungement make in a person's life?
Oh, tremendous amount. Again, I think one of the biggest things is housing. Most people knew, and part of the reason that record sealing became a push was because of the limitations placed on employment opportunities. And even if you were able to apply and secure employment, most people hit a ceiling. They weren't eligible for promotions, or they were limited to different types of work like manual labor. And with housing, again, you can be evicted or petitioned to vacate your residence, even if it's just a pending case. And so now with record sealing and expungement, their options are widened.
That was LaToya Bell with the Ohio Justice Policy Center. Thank you so much, LaToya.
You're welcome. Thanks again.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. I'm Kendall Crawford. We'll talk with you tomorrow.